Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's all brought to you by Down East Graphics and Printing on the Washington Junction Road here in Ellsworth. They offer mailing services. Navigating the Postal Service is one of their specialties, and they work with organizations to develop, print, and mail marketing materials. One of many things they do, visit them at DowneastGraphicsAndPrinting.com.
Joining us in studio this morning, Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce. 8 days ago, Charlie, the water main break on the Bridge Hill Road has rendered the road still closed as of today. What is the latest with Bridge Hill?
Yeah, the latest, it's a tough break. It was literally 12:30 p.m. that day that the first break occurred. Valves were adjusted so we could maintain water service, you know, especially when something like that happens at that point. You know, we're worried about the standpipes being able to keep water flowing, not just to the hospital, but obviously to all our businesses during the busy season. So just as the services, second break later occurred at Laurel and South Streets. You know, this is very orderly infrastructure. As they were doing this, they uncovered a pipe from the 1800s, actually.
Wow. I wondered about that because usually you hear water breaks in the, as we were talking about, the winter or spring, but big breaks in the summer, not so common.
Yeah, it's, you know, super old infrastructure. You know, this the team, the public works team, our water department teams, they were out there until 2:30. I was actually out there when they used the vac truck to actually, they get the water turned off, and it's just, you know, probably just a little bigger than a golf ball and just so much damage underneath the roadway.
Well, water's so powerful, it doesn't take much, does it?
Yeah, it doesn't. You know, the system beneath it, you know, really kind of moved away a lot of the gravel and other things. So the gravel base, the portions of the pavement without adequate support. So
yeah,
it's got the damaged pavement's got to be removed. The gravel base is repaired, compacted before the road can be repaved. So we're starting to get that that prepped. We're tentatively scheduled for Monday, August 24th, and completed by August 26th. So that's the hope as of now. We're laser focused on getting that up as soon as possible. It is part of the urban compact that when the city passed the 7,500 threshold, the city had to take ownership of the repairs and maintenance of the roads, and obviously the water mains underneath are always the city's responsibility to move forward with. So we looked into insurance, other pieces, but that's not going to be an option for the city for this one.
Stuff happens, and just people have to be patient because we want to fix it and fix it right.
So. Yes, we do. We do. That's the tentative start with the pavement work in full on August 24th and hoping to finish by Wednesday, August 26th.
Okay.
All right. More with Charlie Pierce, Ellsworth City Manager, when City Scene continues on Star 97.7.
All brought to you by Down East Graphics and Printing, where service and quality matter.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
It's brought to you exclusively by Down East Graphics and Printing, and you can shred your sensitive documents at Down East Graphics. It's easy, it's affordable. You just drop it off in one of the secure bins, and they take care of it. You don't have to sit there with your little tiny shredder for hours doing it. They'll take care of it for you, and it's all safe. So that's one of the many things you can enjoy, the services at Down East Graphics and Printing.
Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce is with us on City Scene today, and in this segment, Charlie, let's talk data centers and the RV park and the temporary freeze or moratorium on each of these issues.
Yeah, the City Council meeting on Monday was a double moratorium discussion. I'll start with the data center one, which seems a little more straightforward. They, you know, we don't have any regulation for data centers here in Ellsworth. The state hasn't passed any. And, you know, I think there's a lot of concern in the public on if one were to be proposed in this very large landmass here in Ellsworth. What would be the kind of requirements? And for me, it's a little mixed on this one. The city always has the ability to issue a moratorium even once a project's proposed, especially something as large as a data center would have to go through our planning board, and there'd be plenty of time there. But at the same time, I know a lot of citizens are concerned that, you know, they really want to make sure that there's a robust engagement process on anything that were to be proposed. And, you know, these are pretty massive projects that haven't really been considered for regulation in the past. So there's a 180-day moratorium on data centers. We're going to move forward with haste our project management teams to start doing some listening sessions on that, get some draft regulations together, and then put those forward. The other one was a little bit more discussion, a lot more discussion, actually, on a moratorium for RV parks in the city of Ellsworth. There's a proposal on the Bayside Road for, I believe, 29 site RV park, and the abutting neighborhood has pointed out a lot of concerns with alignment with our comp plan on developments of that type in that area next to a neighborhood, issues with some environmental concerns, road and traffic safety, and some other pieces, updating the existing ordinance, which kind of lumps RV parks and campgrounds together. And the council had kind of a robust discussion there on, this is still before planning board. It was my guidance that we wait for the planning board process. They could still disapprove of this project. They could approve it, and then we'd have 45 days to do a moratorium. But the majority of the council seemed that they would like to move with a moratorium prior to the planning board decision. So we're going to bring that back in about a week on September 2nd, I believe. Just give me one second. August 31st, okay. Monday. So all we're right. hoping to bring that back for discussion, and we're prepping a moratorium on that with our attorney for council to review.
All right. Thank you, Charlie, for bringing us up to speed on those issues on City Scene. Always good to have you with us.
Absolutely.
City Scene brought to you by Downey's Graphics and Printing on the Washington Junction Road in Ellsworth, where service and quality matter.